Welcome to The Offer Letter, a podcast designed to help you, the job seeker, to perfect your interview skills. Every episode, we have a special guest here to help us decode a common interview question with me, your host and interview coach, Michael Manzano. Today's question is, what is your greatest strength? Now, everyone has strengths or things that they're good at. And some people might start talking right away about how they can grill an amazing steak, or how they're good with pets, or even mention how their superpower is being able to sing all the lyrics to that wonderful song, Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum. But whatever your strengths are, how are you able to present it to the interviewer so that you can show that you are the best candidate? Then on top of that, how many strengths should you describe, and which ones are the best to talk about? Or not just the best, but even just the right ones to talk about. Now, with us today is Ed Britt. He's a career coach and the founder of Not Retirement, which helps people find adventure, achievement, and contribution in their mid and late life chapters. So welcome, Ed. Why do recruiters ask this question?
I think that there are more than one reason why recruiters can ask this question. First of all, they want to know how well you know yourself. They want to know your perspective on yourself. I think they might want to feel how you self-reflect. How can you go back into yourself and bring something out to them and give it meaning? So I think that's maybe the second thing. And the third thing that might be interesting to them is just literally to find out how your skill set matches the job requirements. But I think those are maybe three reasons that this question is asked.
I like what you're saying about how you should self-reflect. Not many people take that time to really understand who they are and what their skills are. So it's good to have that self-reflection as well.
Really, because it not only informs this question, but it helps you to give more authentic and deeper answers to all of the questions.
Yeah, for sure. So, Ed, why don't you tell me, what are the elements of a good answer to what is your greatest strength?
First of all, I think it's important that you avoid just kind of the obvious run-of-the-mill questions or answers to this question, you know, the kind of boring answers. Interviewers hear over and over again, I'm a hard worker, I'm a good team player, I'm a good communicator. And when they hear those, they just turn them off because it's just out of some book. So avoid kind of the pat, regular answer. Number two is give examples that solve a problem that you think the employer might have. And immediately that takes the focus off you and puts it on them, which is what every good salesman does. Let me see if I can solve a problem for you. Now, you can identify these problems from your research. Maybe you've looked at the internet. Maybe you've talked to some other employees, you know, your friends, LinkedIn contacts, and so on. And they've given you an idea what some of the problems are that you might be expected to solve. So come at this solution to problem perspective.
Or even looking at the job description a little more.
Absolutely.
It'll show you what they're looking for.
Absolutely. They can tell you right in there, you know, the kind of solutions they're looking for. And so try to answer in that context. Career coaches always talk about the STAR technique for interviews. STAR, S-T-A-R, which stands for situation, the task that you need to solve in that situation. And then A is the approach that you're going to use to solve it. What's your method, or what do you pull out of the toolbox in order to approach this problem? And then what's the result? So you can use the STAR technique to answer this question. State the strengths and then give a good example from your own experience. They might ask you for, say, three strengths, for example. That's quite common. Try to select three different strengths that show different aspects of your ability, not all the same one or too close. And then show conviction in your answer. Show like you actually believe this. It's not just something you've memorized or something, you know?
And I really like how you said give examples. Mm. Because the whole idea is if you've done it in the past, then you're able to do it again. Why don't you give us an example yourself of what you would answer for this of what is your greatest strength?
Something that's important for any kind of coach, including a career coach, is that you be able to establish trust with the person who you're trying to help. One of the reasons I'm in coaching is that I've noticed that I've been able to establish a relationship of trust very quickly with people. That's one of my strengths. Develop relationships of trust in a quick way. This is how I would answer that question. In a one-on-one coaching situation, so that's S, right, in the star, where I've been tasked to help somebody with career development and job finding, this is how I approach it. I smile and I share a little something about myself that's sort of interesting. And then I invite them to share something that's easy for them to share. I inject some harmless humor into the discussion, and I'm free with little compliments. So that's kind of how I approach it. And I find when I do those simple things, clients relax. And they often disclose sensitive information even in their first session. And some of my sessions are only 20 minutes long. So you get to that level, you know you've got to trust quickly. I find my clients frequently laugh during sessions. They express appreciation, genuinely express appreciation for the help that they receive. And I also get written feedback from my coaching session. And they say simple little things like, oh, he's such a nice man, or he's kind and helpful. And I interpret nice and kind to include trustworthy. So when I hear those comments, I think, I've established a relationship with trust with these people. And I have copies of these comments that I can share with you so you can see right out of the client's mouth the kind of trust that they feel they have with me as their career coach.
Now, it's always important to identify your strengths and then be able to communicate those strengths in an interview and show how it can help in your job. So, Ed, thanks for all those tips on how to answer what is your greatest strength. And thanks to all our listeners for joining us today on The Offer Letter. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms so you can get the latest episodes. My name is Michael Manzano, and join us next time as we decode another interview question so you can get your offer.